In Colombia, voters will elect a new president in a runoff election on Sunday. The frontrunner is a former defense minister who led the military campaign against the Marxist FARC rebels. Not surprisingly, some of his most fervent supporters are in areas that were liberated from the guerrilla menace. John Otis reports from one such place, the town of Pasca, Colombia.
A policeman points to bullet marks left by guerrilla attacks on the Pasca police station in the 1990s. Though Pasca sits just 23 miles south of Bogota, the mountainous terrain provided plenty of hiding places for FARC guerrillas who used to terrorize the population. Nearly every business in town was forced to give the guerrillas money or goods. These extortion payments were known as vacunas, or vaccines, because they inoculated business owners from being kidnapped by the FARC. One hardware store manager recalls how the rebels would show up with shopping lists. They would come in here and tell my boss, give me boots, flashlights, compasses, jackknives. In 2002, Álvaro Uribe was elected president. With billions in U.S. aid, Uribe launched a massive military offensive that expelled the rebels from many parts of Colombia and cut the size of the guerrilla army in half. Uribe must step down in August, but he has endorsed Juan Manuel Santos, who helped design some of the military's biggest victories.
Fueron rescatados sanos y salvos, 15.
That's Defense Minister Santos at a 2008 news conference announcing that the Colombian army had just rescued 15 rebel-held hostages, including three U.S. military contractors. That dramatic rescue operation helped catapult Santos to front-runner status in the presidential race. But less heralded moves by the military have been key to improving security in small towns like Pasca. For example, the army installed new bases and began patrolling the mountain passes near Pasca, forcing the guerrillas to retreat. Pasca officers have set up checkpoints on the road into town to weed out guerrilla suspects. Peace has now taken hold, and Pasca's farm-based economy is bouncing back. Onion farmer Deber Porres says President Uribe should stay on the job. But since Uribe is banned by the Constitution from running for a third term, Porres says Santos is the next best thing.
Santos has the same ideas as Uribe. That's why people support him.
The other candidate, Antanas Mockus, is a former Bogota mayor who promises a new era of clean government. In a televised debate, Mockus accused Santos of ignoring the corruption scandals that marred President Uribe's second term. But Santos has never been accused of any wrongdoing. He pledges to continue President Uribe's hardline security policies, which he says brought Colombia back from the brink. Drug traffickers used to dominate this country, Santos says. Guerrillas and paramilitaries controlled more than a third of the national territory. But thanks to President Uribe, that's all history. Pasca has already shown its colors. Santos won nearly three times as many votes as Mockus here during last month's first-round election, and nationwide polls suggest Santos will win big in Sunday's runoff. For The World, I'm John Otis, Pasca, Colombia.